Where's that waiter? Good to be back on the air again. Mike, shut up. We gotta hide our manliness from the world. That, my friend, is a chilled bottle of JD. Where's that waiter?
This is the podcast that answers all the questions.
Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, my God. What's up, Steve Jessup? You're listening to my podcast, Jessup Show. Come on. Oh, my God.
I got hot.
Woo! Yeah! Get a drink. Friday night! Yeah! Bring it in. Roll you up one. Load up a bowl. We gonna get lifted. And twisted together, y'all! Oh, yeah! It's February 7th. Oh, big weekend. We got the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about that tonight. We got the regulars. It's the Jessup Show podcast, and we are live. Dicks! Fucking sober dicks are in the house. Yeah, the dicks want me to tell you right off the bat, don't waste any time, Steve Jessup. Let them know what the fuck are you doing. Did you see this? Look at that. I'm big time, bro. I'm big time. Okay. Once you pass 700 subscribers, they send you one of these motherfuckers in the mail. Hell yeah. Here's what I want to tell you. The dicks want me to tell you this too. Look at this. March 8th. We are going to Texas, y'all. Yeah. Boom. Fort Worth, March 8th. It's a Saturday. If you're anywhere near there or listening, get your fucking tickets, okay? Can we find the one and only producer, Mike? Bitch, is he here? Ladies and gentlemen. Just like that. We're back up and running. It's the Jessup Show podcast with one and only producer Mike. Yeah.
Cheers, Steve. Happy Friday and Woo! Happy Friday to you all. This is our last show before Valentine's Day.
Am I looking at you through a scope right now? Because if so, I would. I'm going to make a note. I need a sound effect where I get to pull the fucking trigger on this. I don't have anything where I can.
About the love boat show for fat.
About the love boat theme. Don't you have the love boat theme still?
No, I don't. Is this a port window? Are you outside the ship right now?
Yeah, I'm plastered up against the side of the ship, stewing, trying to wash these windows a little bit.
Why do I have a note? I'm just going to ask you this right here live on the, I mean, we don't normally do production meetings live, but I went to write down, to the dicks, get me a shot and a sound effect. And I have mashed potato pouches written down. Is that from a previous show? Did we talk about mashed potato pouches?
Mashed potato pouches.
Yeah, that's what I got down.
It doesn't ring a bell at all.
Okay. We're going to have to get to the bottom of this.
Let's ask the Colonel. Colonel knows everything about the show, so let's just ask the Colonel.
Oh, we're starting off big time on a Friday, right before the Super Bowl, getting your takes, who's going to win, who's not, what you're drinking, what you're making. I'm drinking my huge on this Friday. Might spice it up for the big, game day. Producer Mike, can you come out of the fucking ship? I really don't like it.
Oh, well,
Fucking.
Actually, I kinda can't.
Are you going to drown if you come out?
I might. I don't know. Ah, shit. I think I'm in space. Hang on a second.
Yeah, you could be in space. I don't mind that.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a heavy drinker on Super Bowl Sunday, Steve, but I will be making some Swedish meatballs, some chicken wings, and a Mexican dip. And then I'll probably just stick with my my red wine, a few glasses or so, maybe four, because it's the Super Bowl.
I'm glad I asked you. I just feel
how about you, buddy?
Wind got kicked out of my dick just now.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm just too old. If I drink too much, I don't remember anything that I did. And I don't have a rug. I've got literally tile throughout the entire apartment. So if I fall down, dude, I'm breaking a hip.
What do you mean?
It's going to happen.
Why are you going to fall down if you watch football?
No, if I drink too much, though, if I'm all hammered and I'm walking to the bathroom, I'm going to be taking a header.
Okay, so can we just go back, put this in mic? I mean, we're all excited. It's hang on, ladies and gentlemen. It's big game energy, which you don't have, okay? You are on a losing team energy right now. As per usual, let's just revisit this in a minute. You get me the fucking guy from the Civil War. You bring that dude on. Son of a bitch. We'll talk about it in a minute. About it in a minute. Producer Mike, I'm sick of it right now. You've done pissed me off. We're supposed to have big game energy and you come to the table with little game energy.
Sorry.
I'm sick of it. You said 2025 was going to be different.
I thought it was.
I mean, you start off with all the things you're not going to do. Why don't you tell us some fun shit? Like, you know, I'm going to make some fucking wings with my I'm going to put jizz on them and invite some of the local neighbors over to eat my jizz wings.
That's something you'd be.
Why don't you tell us something fun? Like, you know,
I'm gonna take drugs on
the Super Bowl. You're like, I'm not gonna drink. I might break a neck. You know, why don't you just fucking bring the Colonel on for the love of God?
Well.
Take me to jail, motherfucker!
I don't know if this is. Well, you're going to blame it on me anyway. Currently, there's nobody in the waiting room. Just you and me, bud. And so, great. We get to do a lot more of this wonderful mutual strengthening of each one's character.
I mean, are we on the air? The dick said everything's working.
Yeah, I can see myself in space right now.
Yeah.
You look good. The shirt is really fitting me well.
Be on the show. I mean, we've been doing this forever now. We've got, how many shows is this? It's hundreds.
It's hundreds of shows.
Like 600 or something, because don't we do one every day?
No. It may not be 600. We've been doing this for like almost 3 years or something.
But every Friday at 4:20.
So figuring we did like 50. A year, that puts us at 150. So, there you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes more sense. Mm. So 150 shows in, it's just me and you.
Well, the Colonel's in the waiting room now.
But fuck, I mean, you are about to motherfucking kill me. I said, put him on, bitch.
Well, I'm just thinking that the Colonel normally ends the show, so are we wrapping this up?
Are you gaslighting me?
I'm just asking, are we wrapping up show?
You need to put the Colonel on before I come over there and whip some motherfucking producer Mike ass.
Are you sure? Because I haven't even brought him in from the waiting room yet.
Dicks. I'm not doing this tonight. I mean, if he doesn't put fucking Colonel on, I'm done. We'll wrap
all right, the colonel.
I got a lot of fucking weed I can smoke. I don't want to do this.
Look, the colonel is en route. Colonel is. Oh shit!
Oh no, they ain't carrying no.
I mean, come on.
I got you, man. All right, I've got you hooked up and spackled, and we've got. Hey, it's Colonel CBGB, Steve, calling in from great state of
I don't know what's
Illinois.
Going on, man. I'm starting to think producer Mike had a meltdown when Trump got elected, and his brain don't work no more because he's like trying to fuck with me and lie to me like they do all the time.
Well, I kind of sort of started.
Did
to
you
think
see this coming?
Episode.
Oh, this liberal fucking cuck.
I first got a little bit perturbed, and because I was like, is this the looking of producer Mike whenever he's at his glory hole?
Let's just me and you talk about this because we know he's not listening. He's probably making a fucking coffee or something like that. He likes to get up and walk away in the middle of when the guests are on. So let's just, you know, me and you talk for a second.
How you been? I
noticed.
Yes, sir. Stop. I'm too happy to start to stop. All right. Okay. Let's go, brother. We can do a whole hour just. Let's just free riff for a while.
You go.
All right. So fuck you.
Here we go.
So there was a day that I was in Walmart and I sat there and I looked to make sure it wasn't a unisex bathroom. And so I was like, okay, cool. So I went in there, I took a piss and I heard male footsteps. I was like, all right. It was a dude in a dress and he squatted at the pisser like full upright. And I'm like, look at him, look down. And he's, Oh my God.
Wait, you guys were in like eyesight of each other's genitalia?
Emotional damage.
That divider, you know?
Yeah, but a lot of times
he squatted ass towards the wall, sir.
Oh, you mean it was a woman? Oh, see, now I would have been all right with that. You know what you could have did is say, hey, while you're squatting in that urinal, would you like to, I could fill your mouth with my piss.
Well, at some point I thought about, may as well use the Colonel's Bitch Award and be like, do you need this? You need that right there?
Oh, God. Colonel.
You might need that. You might need that.
Colonel, I think producer Mike is trying to take us down.
I think he's trying to break us up right now.
I think
he's wanting to put me on the back burner, which is fine. Right. That means I get to take notes and shit. So
right. Well, yeah. But you're first tonight. But I had to fight for it. You make a good point.
Well, I'm either or. I mean, I can be top or bottom. What? You know, as long as the pussy is nice, I can be top or bottom. I can do that.
I got no comment.
So I got, well, it's rock and roll. So who do you got going on for the Super Bowl game, Steve? I got to tell you, brother, birds.
Or
birds.
Indians.
Birds. Or Birds. Yeah.
I don't know.
Birds. I don't know, neither. I think I got the...
We do.
I think I got the Chiefs. If the refs are going to be how they have been, then obviously
the refs. So Colonel's input is all filtered through referee fuckery.
I kind of sort of think that the NFL has seen a gold mine with the Taylor Swift healthy thing. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you may as fucking well make money.
Around with those show for facts.
What?
Yeah, I know, yeah. I mean, but honestly,
you think T Swizzle will be there?
Fuck yeah! They're gonna probably pop her in the middle of the mother freaking halftime show there, boy.
Wow, maybe we get to see some titty. Titty T Swizzle, titty on the set today. Come on, bring it now.
I was in a band in high school called the Tanker Titties. That was pretty good. Yeah. That was a good we made one. I got on the radio one time because of Tanker Titties.
Oh, yeah.
And that was fun. Oh, and by the way, I found out I have an IMDb credit to my name.
Oh, okay.
So
what
I'm
is
not
that?
The only one. Producer Mike isn't the only one with the crit. You can look up my name, and it's from a independent flick that happened in high school. Obviously, I was not drinking at that time, so whatever. You can look
producer
it up.
Producer Mike, don't judge.
Yeah, he seems to have this idea. I've been, you know, I text him, and it's just like, I can see that the bastard's
I gave my number there, by the way.
Producer Mike said, here's what he said, because I saw the email.
Yes, sir.
A lot
yes,
of people
sir.
Think I don't know how to read.
They are very, very, very mistaken.
See what that says? I wrote that. Now, listen. I saw the email where producer Mike had said, congratulations, the Colonel is going to buy us $1,300 cameras, of which we need three.
Yeah.
Plus lenses that are $1,000 each. And I was like, what kind of fuckery? They're more than that, aren't they?
What kind of what? What kind
I was
of
like,
what?
What kind of fuckery is producer Mike trying to do to say that the Colonel would spend $20,000 on video equipment for the Jessup show? I mean, what kind of fucking asshole?
Brad would.
Well, I mean,
producer Mike, show your fucking face. We're sick of it.
That's an attention getter.
Isn't it?
Hey, glory,
I worked
hole.
All day on
hey,
this.
Hey, glory hole, Mike.
Producer Mike, why are you not... Colonel, like, could you weigh in? I mean, we need a regular weigh in on the new producer Mike background. I mean, earlier he was in a spaceship, and he's now in a fucking
damn in a ring of fire.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I thought you were a big Johnny Cash fan. I did this because I thought you like
suck dicks in hell.
Why do I even show up on Fridays?
That's the question that we are all asking ourselves, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean, we could probably do it with producer Wheelchair Rick.
Let's tag it. Let's do that. I mean, hey, let's do for this.
Maybe it's
let's
a
take,
goal we set.
Maybe it is a goal. Let's bring in producer Rick in place, and let's have producer Mike.
We know
be
he
a,
did. We know he did it when like, producer Mike had an outbreak of herpes or something like that was so bad he had to take a couple of Fridays off till his mouth and balls cleared up.
I actually
got it on the tugboat. He got it on the tugboat because I sat down on the smoking deck and there was a leaflet. There was a leaflet said, if you want your dick sucking,
he got that on a tugboat.
I did. I was like, I asked Carl, I was like, you know, his room that number is like, that's Mike's. I was like, fuck, he's got
Listen,
a glory
Mike, did you
old
get that on a tugboat?
Yep.
They got it on a tugboat. Mm. Yep. Then I got raped in the ass. I got that on a rape boat, believe it or not. Yep.
You know,
ironically.
But listen, Mike, they're going to take down our live stream if you say the R word.
All right, I apologize.
Yeah,
but I
yeah,
think the colonel...
Watch your language. Watch your language.
Yeah, you can say retarded, but you can't say R-A-P-E.
I think the colonel had a great idea. I think we should bring in Wheelchair Rick next week. Let's postpone the colonel's part two. We can kick that to April or something.
Hey, producer Mike.
Put it on the back burner.
Here's
on
what
the back
I
want to
do right here. Producer Mike, stay with me. Stay split screen. This is going to be great. You're going to love this.
Oh, I'm sure I am.
Come on in with our great friend from the 1800s. Let's welcome in one of our favorites. It's Eddie Weber!
My name's Eddie Weber, and welcome to the show. I'm out here doing some towing for the greater good of the state, and I'm here. I skipped racing. I'm out here towing for the good of the greater good of the country. And for my state, and I wish everyone
happening.
The best luck.
Producer Mike, what's happening? Where's Eddie Weber? Hang on, let me do it again.
I would rather you didn't do that.
That's how we bring Eddie in. Hang on, let's do it. Eddie Weber! And then the beer can. I love that. Good job, Dix. Thank you. Go ahead.
Steve, earlier this morning, Eddie unfortunately was a victim.
Hang on, what?
Eddie was in an accident this morning. He's been in the hospital. I asked. He's going to be okay, but he is a little banged up, and that's why he can't be here today.
What's
happening?
Tried to outlaw the outlaw.
Eddie Weber, we hope you feel better if you're watching this in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, at least you can watch this live in the hospital instead of whatever the remember it was like just Matlock 24/7 if you were in the hospital. It was a shitty TV. But he could have his iPhone out in
that
front
of Golden Girls.
Golden Girls, right? Yeah. Oh God.
And Dr. Phil. Jail, one of those three.
But he's in the hospital, Eddie Weber.
God. Man. Yeah, he let me know about that, and I wish you all the best, man. I really do. Hope
what
to see
do
you
God
think?
Bless you, Eddie. I'm sorry I laughed, Eddie, but God bless you, buddy.
Hey, what do you think, Colonel, the chances of any that his penis got him injured?
Oh, dude, you didn't know? Dude, that dude's got, like, a 13.5-inch donkey dick.
A hammer.
Yeah, oh, dude, yeah. Yeah, he's got... He's got kangaroo-itis, is what he's got kangaroo-itis.
What is that?
Where it's just a big old floppy old dicky dude. Just, you know, it's just kind of like shit. You know what I'm saying? It just does whatever it wants, really. It judges the weather if it so desires.
Oh my God, it's a weather vane.
It's a weather vane, yeah.
It's a Weber weather vane.
That's amazing.
It's a weather vane. In fact, he has a side contract with the Weather Channel.
Let's go to Somewhere. Eddie Weber's dick.
Sure.
We're going to check the air pressure down in Pensacola via the Weber cock mast. He's got it up right now. It's fully erect. Coming to you live from the beaches of Pensacola. We have
this is getting pregnant.
2 miles an hour against the Eddie Weber cock stick.
Get well soon, Eddie. Get well soon.
Douchebag.
All right. I mean, I guess what, producer Mike, do we know if the incident was on a racetrack while towing? That would be wild if you were towing somebody
else. It could have been on a treadmill.
Or if it was just in his own personal vehicle. Wait, let's talk about this for a second right now, Colonel. Wouldn't it be wild if it was while he was towing somebody else's busted up car, and by the time it got to the junkyard, a minor fender bender turned it into a total?
A total ender bender of all.
And then you're like, hey man, when that dude picked up my Honda, I mean, like, I had a busted fender. I mean, the whole fucking roof is caved in now. He flipped the goddamn fucking flat back, and my Honda got crushed in the middle of this. Son of a bitch!
If that would have been a Toyota, it would have survived. But damn it. No, that didn't work out.
Have a good day.
Producer Mike, do we have any facts? The scene team saying?
Okay, I have little details, but what I can tell you...
That's the most upsetting fucking thing you've done the whole time. If you could turn that off, I will start paying you more.
All right, I'll be right back.
I'll start paying him more.
That just brought the most... I felt like I was at a rainbow parade, and all of my senses were offended.
All right, so we have breaking news, Steve. Eddie Weber is in the hospital. Okay. We're not sure exactly what has happened, I can confirm that it is not
to the hospital bed.
Can't confirm or deny that, but I can confirm that it was not done on the racetrack, because the race he is supposed to be in is actually tonight, and he was actually going to broadcast live from the racetrack and let us know what was going on. Not unlike the Daytona 500 rainout, which was a very highly rated episode from last year.
But
2 years ago.
I just feel like you're saying a lot of words.
Well, it's because I have the news background going, so I have to say a lot of words that mean nothing to anybody, and I have to repeat them in a way that doesn't sound like I'm being repeating. He's in the hospital. He was in an accident. It was not on the racetrack. I'm producer Mike. Back to you, Steve.
Thank you. God bless it.
All right. So
that was a whisper.
That was a whisper.
This is where I want to remind anybody and everybody, you don't have to be a regular to be on the show. We love the regulars. But you just click the link in the description, and it takes you to a Zoom room with producer Mike. And you can be on the channel. Anybody can be on the show. It's big game energy. We're talking Super Bowl stuff. You didn't tell me who your final vote
Eagles.
Was.
I've got the Eagles by 3.
Okay,
it's gonna
you're going
to be
Birds, Eagles 3. Are you making any kind of special snack or drink for the game?
I actually was probably going to pre-order some wings tomorrow.
I love
wings.
That's what fuck doing. Yeah on the wings. Will you go dry rub, wet, rub it down, slippery barbecue? You going fiery hot, habanero, ghost pepper? What are you thinking? Dry rub?
Jay,
I mean,
dirty.
Sometimes I like dry. I want to go dry. I don't like the pussy that way. I mean, what?
I think a little bit of a dry rub with a slight little
sound like it.
Pepper and you know slight what? Little cheese, and granulated cheese.
Maybe it's this, Colonel. Maybe it's this. How many times have you seen this one too many times where you got that one fucking cock-sucking friend over when you get the slathered up, buttery, saucy, wet wings and that one friend, he's always like, he'll put a whole drumette in his, in a ripped up in one and then he'll like, he'll take the, wing it and and there's all kind of mouth, wing fucking going on. And I'm just like, we're going to slow this down a little bit with some dry rub because maybe you won't mouth fuck wings at my motherfucking Super Bowl party if you have a little bit of dry rub and something with some heat because then the lips are going to get fucked. You know what I'm saying? I mean, am I saying too much? But I don't need
motherfucking
wing mouth fucking. God damn it.
Dude, fucking carry that shit on, dude. Fuck, I'm about ready to fucking head down to your place. Fuck this. Shit, I'll buy the fucking wings, hell. Fucking, I think it's going to be by three and in overtime, one overtime. That's if the refs don't suck Mahomes' cock. And everything goes Speedy Gonzalez like it normally does.
Refs.
Whenever they see Taylor then, you know, everything will be in there.
Mike, shut your mouth. We have a guest on the show.
Sorry, Colonel. My apologies, sir.
This is actually, I'm considering this the one show from way back because everyone else had their little show. I dig it. I don't care for a whole hour. I don't give a fuck.
Awesome. Steve, I'm going to be crossing the Colonel's name off the list. That's one more show you have to do this year, man. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you're not going to
shut your fucking AI pie hole.
Last time I checked, there's a boss. And it ain't you.
Dicks. Let's give it up for the Dicks.
That's right, Big Daddy.
Love the Dicks.
Yeah, I don't, Colonel, I wish I was in charge of something, but I really just show up and do this part.
Man.
Sucks.
Bring it on, sir.
Colonel, I love you. It was so great to start the show with you on the weekend before Valentine's because I want to announce something right now here with you. Very special. A lot of people don't know this. I know this. And now everybody's going to know this. The one and only Colonel. Okay? Just take this in for a second. The one and only Colonel watched every motherfucking episode of 2024, y'all. Okay? And he took notes. And he was like, this part's good. And that part was kind of fun. And that part was wild when they said that. And we had so much shit that you found that was amazing that we did in 2024. We had to break it up into two episodes. Am I wrong? Colonel?
You're absolutely 100,000% wrong with it. You got it, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm right. I'm not wrong. I love it. You did an amazing job. I love the first half. Because it took us basically from January 2024 all the way to the summer. And if you haven't seen that, that basically aired over the holidays. Am I right, Colonel?
You're right. You got it. Yeah.
I'm not going to ask the producer because we know he's fucking high as a kite right now. And he don't know shit. He don't know shit. Anyway, I'm going to make an announcement right now. Colonel. Part two, the summer to the end, all the amazing moments that you found, that's going to be next weekend for Valentine's Day, okay?
We love you so much that we are going to give you all Colonel for the Jessup Show next Friday. That is our Valentine's Day gift to y'all.
I mean, see, Colonel, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. Just shut your fucking mouth.
Everything was going so
well. We were
well.
Doing fine. Me and Colonel, as a matter of fact, I'm starting to thank producer Colonel. But Colonel, here's what I'm, why I'm telling him to shut his mouth.
I did go to school for audio production engineering.
I don't want people to think, Miss Reed, and think that you're hosting the show, okay? It's a collection of the clips that you chose. Producer Mike and I will be here next Friday to start. Producer Mike, you're working next Friday. You know that, right?
For what?
What? Hey, you motherfucker. Just shut your mouth. Just shut your mouth. You go away. I don't even like, now you have fucking some smoke thing. You need to rethink your, everything you're doing. Anyway, Colonel, I apologize. Next Friday, me and the dick fuck here will be here to start off Valentine's Day and wish everybody a happy hump, sucky fuck day. And then we have a collection of the clips that you made. How about that? That's next Friday, okay?
Pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty awesome.
We'll be here at the beginning and the end. We're going to watch the clips when they go out live also.
I don't like
what he's doing. I'm thinking producer Wheelchair Rick or producer Colonel.
Well, you already got your wish with producer Rick. He's going to start in a couple weeks.
But then what happens if Rick fucking blows out a tire and rolls over or something like that, and we need the Colonel to step in?
Again, I can't wait for that to happen because this is
gonna... I got high.
There are many, many, many things. Probably the one thing that could get PM right now. Probably the one thing. He probably would have a slip and fall, and he wouldn't have a button to press. And he doesn't have any pets. He just stink up the place until someone.
He lives in a casino.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
I mean, that's how he gets all them floozies back to his house.
Yeah.
By the Lord.
Anyway, Colonel, I wish we could have a more private conversation, if you know what I'm saying. But we always have the fucking, whatever. It's fine. Good to talk to you, though.
Maybe you've taken down notes for everybody, so I see you guys at the end of her.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, another one of our favorite regulars from the Colonel all the way back into modern. Jeremy Buckland!
What's up, Freddy? Happy fucking Friday!
Oh, I love it. I'm pouring a big fucking shot of whiskey that 5'9 sent me. You know, I've really gotten used to this red cask. It's like this whiskey that was in a wine barrel, so it's got this weird backside on it, you know? I don't think I could drink it forever, Buckland, but I mean, it's here.
You know, Steve, Wayne Gretzky said you score no goals on the shots that you never take. So drink up,
Mike,
buddy.
If you come in with any more facts that don't help the show.
That one was huge. Colonel. The Colonel, I think, could back me up on that. That was a fucking... absolutely huge reference right there.
Producer
Amazing
Mike,
reference.
Why?
Thank you, Colonel. Thank you. I don't know why. I'm sorry, sir.
Buckland, why is he doing this with all the things around his face?
Oh,
I mean,
that's
some people
me being...
just listen to this as an audio podcast. I mean, a lot of people, actually. I think the dicks have told me a couple of times. I don't know how it works. You said a couple of the people that just listen, they don't watch it. So sometimes when we're talking about the video, I get it. They can't see. I know that because producer Mike is on the camera and he keeps on putting all these things around his face. You got to watch it. You got to go to YouTube.
Well, that's one of the encouragements that we're trying to give to the folks who do listen to the show. Now, Steve, we don't want to disparage these folks. We got about 11,000 folks that watch, that listen to this podcast every week. And you can tell them all this crazy, awesome shit happens if you just watch it on the YouTubes there. And I don't think I'm getting through to you, so I'm just going to get the hell out of here.
Take me to jail, motherfucker!
Jeremy Buckland. Hey, I'm getting dick hammered, fucker Reed.
Hey, I'll make a
slam hammed.
Make a.
I went out earlier and made sure I had backup supplies in case I went harder than I wanted to.
Yeah. I made sure
I remembered. Oh, I got this. Yeah, man. I mean, what are you thinking? We're talking big game energy tonight. Producer Mike has little game energy.
I'm going to win people some money, though, with my
whatever.
Best bets that'll
Shut
be on
face.
Later on the
What
show.
Did you decide? You didn't ever say what Jesus. Your pick was.
Yeah.
Who, Mike?
What's your pick?
Well, yeah, what's your pick, Producer Mike? We got fucking Colonel in +3 on the Eagles, bitch.
Well, I'm glad you asked,
Steve. Oh, he's
Steve.
Back underwater again. Great.
Oh, we're back underwater. Feels what like I'm underwater consistently. Okay, so Producer Mike's best bets for the Super Bowl. So I really like the Philadelphia Eagles to actually straight up win this football game. I am not confident that this is going to be a barn burner of a scoring game. The Philadelphia defense is on fleek. And I believe you will see it on display on Sunday. So take the under 48.5. I actually seen some books at 49 and 49.5 already on that. Just take the under. You're going to be good to go there. I've got a +700 parlay for you. Take the Philadelphia Eagles on the money line, a Saquon Barkley anytime touchdown, and then Patrick Mahomes to go under 224.5 passing yards. That Philly defense is going to come through with a low-scoring Chiefs side, and I believe that that's going to come through with low yardage for the Patrick Mahomes camp. And then Gallic Katera from the Eagles, he's the number two tight end. He has been a sneaky dude in the offense during the Eagles season so far. You occasionally see him with like a 10 and 20 and 30 yard games. I think they do a trick play during the Super Bowl. Take Gallic Katera with an anytime touchdown. You will have a very, very profitable day. Back to you, Steve.
I wouldn't have put it that way.
Buckland, did you get who he's pulling for from any of that?
Yeah, I think sort of the Eagles, which is...
But what does
I mean,
he have the Eagles, like, winning by? I didn't get any of it. I mean, my brain
I didn't get
just
none
fucking
of it.
Melted.
Yeah, mine did too. I mean, I'll just give you my take on it.
Oh, thank God.
But
let's get Buckland's
fuck Kansas City and... Fuck that crybaby bitch. What is her name? Taylor Swift. Yeah, fuck all that shit.
Oh, T-Swizzle. Hey, do you think one of her nips will slip?
I don't give a shit. What
oh, come on.
To
you want a T-Swizzle
slip a nip, whatever she wants to do. I don't give a shit.
I'm going to send the fucking Swifters after you.
Yeah.
What are they
called? I'm going for
the T-Swizzles.
I'm going for the Eagles, man.
The Sizzle Twizzles? Oh. Okay. That's 2-3 Eagle votes. 1, 2, 3. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. All right. Why is that? Do you think they're the better team overall?
Not really. There's just so much damn controversy with this horse shit. You know, she tried to sway the election and shit, and you know.
We're back to T Swizz.
Yeah, she really pissed me off, man. So fuck her.
Oh, so you're just against KC because of the Sizz?
That's a big 99% of it.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, so you didn't really have a dog in this fight. You just went against shit that pissed you off.
Well, no. Really, what pissed me off was from the get-go. I'm a Washington Redskins man. And by God, the hell no. You can't be a Washington Redskins fan no more because it's racist. So they had to change the name of them.
When they do
so
that?
I said, fuck.
I know for a while they just called them a football team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't give up on the whole motherfucking
thing.
What
do they call them now?
I don't even fucking know. I quit watching.
I know, but how come they had to change their name, but this team that's playing in the Super Bowl still got the Chiefs?
Exactly. You killed me. Yeah, I don't get it fucking either. I'm mad.
Oh, so like one team is more woke than the other?
Yep. Mm. So you just don't watch it no more.
Yeah.
Pissed.
Are you even going to watch the game?
No, hell no. I ain't watching the fucking game.
Oh, so you're just kind of following it from afar, and you're thinking Eagles maybe will win, and you probably won't even watch that day, and you won't give a shit.
No, but I hope the Eagles kick their fucking ass. But
oh, just to piss off the Swizz Tizz.
Yeah. 100% dude.
All right, I like it. Producer Mike, how great is Jeremy Buckland? One of our favorite regulars coming on the show and doing it better than anybody else. If you take
Jeremy,
can you take the port off, please?
You know, I spent a lot of time planning all this shit for the show. I don't have the regular shit. It's all this stuff because I thought you'd like it, but all right. Yeah, Jeremy, you're awesome, and Jen is awesome, and I can't wait to try some of them potatoes and onions someday. That'd be awesome.
I love it.
Rocco.
Jeremy Buckler! Yeah!
Hey, Steve, we're going to be visiting with our friend William Rivola. He is with Sicko Entertainment, Steve. Mm. Our good friend William. Look at them buds he's got.
Oh, we're smoking weed together on a Friday. Love how we do.
Social.
Got some concentrate. Hell yeah.
Fucking melted, pisses me off.
Yeah, it does. Even in this cold ass weather, what the hell? You had it near the heater?
Yeah, too close, I guess. No, I found it in the bottom of my fucking safe. It's from last summer.
break it down for us. Tell us. Bring us in on this experience. What are you smoking? Is it like a sugar? Is it like a paste? What is it? Was that a dab?
Yeah. It's dabbing.
Now, did it have any kind of flavor? Hell yeah. Look at that.
He's a prick.
It looks like a nug, but that's a big wad of dab.
There you go, William. Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah. There's Christmas tree. You know what I'm saying? You put it
okay. Oh, so you made it into like a concentrate yourself? How did you do that?
There's machines you can buy on Amazon, man.
Oh, and there it is. Okay.
Steve, I actually own one of those machines. I used to do that in Tampa.
Yeah.
I love Come it. On. Yeah, a lot of different ways to do it. I just didn't know you had access to that, but I guess Amazon, you can pretty much get anything.
Yeah, I got shit to brew my own white lightning, all that shit from Amazon.
How is that? Now, what is that? Break it down for us. What is it? What is the strain?
Oh, I honestly couldn't tell you. I just do my thing.
Okay, now, is it tasty? Is it got, like, a good flavor?
Yeah, we'll call it Sicko. If I was ever
nice,
I love it. It's a Sicko strain, and when you hit it on the dab, now what do you? How are you dabbing it? You throwing it on a nail? What do you? Oh, you have like a You have like a nectar collector.
Yeah, yeah. I also got a rigs for this. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. I love the nectar collector. So you just heat that shit, the tip up. And then scoop it around in the fucking sweet nectar.
Great thing about these, man, is if you ever fucking can't find your lighter, you're like a crackhead or something, go to the stove.
Or yeah, I love it. Yeah, just heat that bitch up and roll. It's like titanium or something, isn't it?
I've never thanked you. I don't think for letting me make whiskey meet women and putting it on my album. I've sold about 1,000 of these now.
No shit.
And it's fucking the shit to me. Thank you for letting me do that.
Give it up. Tell us. Now I know about it. But tell for the people who are just watching and know it for the first time, tell us about the album and then where they can get it. Because I think, I don't want to bring producer Mike into this because he curses everything, but I think we ought to bump that to 2,000. And how can we do that? Tell us, everybody, what it is and then where they can get it.
I sell them through Kunaki, I think is the website. And all you got to do is hit me up at LBSickening on Instagram or something. I can also give you guys a link and stuff. But yeah, man, just search Sicko Entertainment, LBSickening. I don't even think about it anymore.
What is it?
Full album I made.
I know, but I love that you're holding up a CD. We do have producer Mike. I know it's a bunch of old. We're old as dick, but like, what's that young chick that hangs out with us? Oh my god,
Taylor Swift.
What?
Taylor Swift.
T Swift.
Jeremy.
I mean,
Jeremy is the biggest fan.
Yeah, we need to get her on. No, our favorite girl that has her own page.
Oh, Nyx?
Yeah, Nyx. See, she's like 20-something. They don't know what CDs are. That's why I said, what is that? That's hilarious. It's a couple of CDs. You can download it digitally, I'm sure, too, from Amazon, right?
I also sell cards. I don't have one, like, in fucking arm's length of me, but I also sell cards kind of like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Can you get the CD on Amazon?
You know what I'm saying? And you can just put it in your computer or in your car if your car has a USB slot. Yeah, man. I'm underground. I don't plan on ever signing to a big record label or nothing. I want to make Sicko my thing.
Okay, so it's not online digitally.
Oh, it is. You can go listen to that album for free right now on my YouTube.
Okay, so it's on YouTube.
It's everywhere. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music.
Steve, we're on YouTube. Why'd you laugh?
You want to get the hard copy?
I'm pretty sure I asked that. Did I not ask that?
Well, I was doing something else, so I'll have to look at the tape back and see what you technically
did.
The Colonel, the Colonel's taking notes. The Colonel's taking notes, Steve. Don't worry about it. We got it covered.
All right.
I kind of like how you like doing the fucking submarine. Reminded me like
a fucking shot of weed and a shot of whiskey. I think I asked you, could I get it on Amazon like 4 times, and you just ignored me like I was a fucking talking robot.
I don't think you can get on Amazon, but I know you can get whiskey, weed, and women on Amazon.
Okay, so where can you get it digitally? You know what? You know, I don't like this. I don't like this. You and producer Mike have this fucking combative bullshit energy.
We're
Spotify,
not being combative.
Pandora.
We're trying to be supportive.
Where the fuck can I get this digitally and buy it? Apple Music, you cocksucker.
Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
I love you, Steve.
But listen, if you still have if you still have a 1990 Honda Accord and it has a CD player, look this guy up on Instagram and he'll mail you a physical fucking disc that you can shove it in your fucking Honda and play that motherfucker. Cause there's not gonna be nowhere in your house or on your computer or your iPhone that you can play that motherfucker. I'm just saying.
I mean, we can do a DJ like it's 1960. What's up?
All right. I like that. No, they used to scratch big time in the
60s. They're all young fucking wannabes. And none of them have a CD player. None of them. None of them in their cars. They have touch screens and shit.
If they have soul inside of them, then they have a CD player, right?
No, they have touch screens.
Damn it. I'm making people laugh here, right?
I know.
It's where am I going to stick this CD that Dick said?
I don't give a shit where you put it as long as you buy one.
But listen, you can still support him on Spotify. He's working on Apple Music, Amazon, and other things. Those are yet to come. Pandora, so many places he could get his music out to. But we're gonna get the dicks. We got some young bucks.
How much money?
Hard
how much
on
money
dicks.
Do I gotta pay you? How much money do I gotta pay you to do a full video of a music review of this album?
Oh, I'll do it for free, because it's the only place you can get it is on CD. It's like a fucking collector's item. Producer right. Mike.
Do they have a copy? No. Did you have to it? And did you?
Producer Mike, we love LB Sickening Entertainment.
I know, dude, but he just said how much would he pay us? Dude, we're trying to get a 4K camera. You could have said $1,300.
Wait, no, the colonel.
You
said you emailed that the colonel had sent a check for $15,000 for three or four of those 4K cameras. Right now, if you're watching this, we're watching this on muddy 720p cameras from the 80s.
Yeah, we sure
I got one of these. Shit. This is what I put in my pocket.
That's what I was using in fucking Tampa. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, listen, I am actually 75, and the older the cameras are, the better it muddies my face up, and I look younger. People don't really know.
Well, now we have AI tech.
Producer Mike!
You rock, William.
Good to see
and we're going to be heading up north of the border, Steve Jessup, with our very good friend, 59 Key. With the Gretzky Whiskey and Coke. And I'm going to bow out so I can get some more beverages. So if I don't answer you, I'm going to...
Coincidentally, shut your mouth. 8 o'clock...
Central time. Yeah, I gotta get a cocktail so I can join. So I'll be right back.
Top of the hour. It's 5:09. You're 8 o'clock. I mean 5:09. Me and you were having a moment. We were having this beautiful, peaceful, bluesy kind of like here's to you, here's to me. We're gonna make a toast. It's the top of the hour, and then he just ramrods in with all kinds of.
No, I had to get it. I'm back. I got wine.
Okay.
You talking about me? I'm assuming you were talking about me.
I was. You're a moment ruiner. Listen, here's what I want to do. Because you're about to fucking make me have a meltdown. I would like to ask 5'9 Keith which of the many fucking backgrounds that you have come to the screen with tonight. Would he prefer, and could maybe he pick one, because I don't like any of them, and this one is the most upsetting of all, and I'm about to start fucking, I'm getting up here. My heart's getting here. I don't
want to
be
in the
fucking. I don't want to be in the motherfucking hospital with Eddie Weber.
We're missing the top of the hour toast, Steve.
I know, but you need to do a different background right fucking now. And I want 5'9 to pick it. Why can't even we can't even hear him?
I don't know why we can't hear him. God. Dicks, he's probably Dicks, muted. Dicks. Did I ask him to unmute? Maybe I didn't.
Dicks.
5'9 Keith from north of the border there, Steve.
Friday, everybody.
Dicks. Fire
Happy Friday, team. Keith.
Dicks. Happy Friday, everybody.
Son
And get rid of those fucking shit.
Hang on, Keith.
Okay, listen, Keith, we can't hear you. The music that Steve's playing is too loud, so it's a production problem that we'll try to get cleared up next week, bud.
All right. First things first, get rid of those foregrounds, Mike. They look like shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Hang on.
Thanks, Keith.
I got my skull shot glass.
Oh, well, fuck. I want look, that's what I want.
I'm going to send you one next box. You're going to get one. Don't worry. You're going to get one. I already got one for you.
Cheers.
It's going to be coming soon. You're going to get one.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you're going to love it. You're going to love the next box. I'm putting it together right now.
You always love box.
Oh. Put this to Mike, you're not.
Anyways, that was.
Steve, I changed my background if you want to see it.
All right. Let's take a look.
Anyways, happy Friday, everybody.
Look. Okay, I feel better about this.
Yeah, I knew you couldn't shit on this. Check out Whiskey Weed and Women, episode 131, where Steve goes weed camo. Yeah, it's because there's like green involved, and crap, I just lost my.
Okay, but I like that better. Could you bring you in a little bit more?
Yeah, you're.
Yeah, I lost my screen. Yeah, let me work on that.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. I love that.
Smoking a little weed.
I feel so much better that you're here, 5'9". We're north of the border in Canada with 5'9", Keith, everybody, if you're not a regular watcher. I love this guy. We call him 5'9 because he drinks a special limited edition Pabst PBR 5'9".
Yeah, tonight I'm drinking rye and Coke.
I know, yeah. I'm drinking some shitty beer. Now, do you guys in Canada get into the Super Bowl? Because it's big, big game energy we got.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Buffalo Bills is my team, which the Kansas City kicked them out of the playoffs last week, or a couple weeks ago.
Fuckers.
Yeah, so you're like, fuck KC, so you're for the Eagles. Everybody is going for the Eagles tonight. Hello?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the first.
Do you think the Eagles will legit win? And if so, by what are you thinking? How much?
Well, it's gonna be by a score, either by a touchdown or by a field goal, I think.
Okay, if I have it right, producer Mike, I think we had William. Was he +3?
Oh, Colonel was +3, and I think we forgot to ask William. Let's bring William in real quick.
+3.
No, the Colonel was +3. Don't bring Will. No!
No, the Colonel was +3. Let's get William to throw his in the comment. Right. Also, and by the way, you can do that. Put your best guess, if you're watching, in the comments. We want to know what you're thinking, plus... on which side the Eagles or KC?
Hey, we got William real quick. William, what do you got? What's your prediction?
KC.
Oh, okay,
KC by how much?
KC. How much?
KC by 3. So he's got a close game as well. Thank you, William. We'll see you at the end of this program.
You know what? That first shot, that was a good one. I think I might have a a second.
No, it was it was Buckland that also was for the Eagles and the Colonel. So
yeah, we got two Eagles and a Chiefs.
No,
so far.
And the 5-9 has said the Eagles. We have three Eagles and one Kansas City. And producer Mike, we still don't know what you're doing. I guess you're going for the Eagles. That's four. Holy shit!
Were you with us earlier, Steve? I went through a whole recap of what my best bets were. But who was the third one? Because I know the Colonel was
the
Eagles.
Okay, we got the Colonel. We got the Eagles. Okay.
We got Buckland with the Eagles.
We got the Buckland and the Eagles. And we then got 5-9 had... Keith with the Eagles. We got you with
right
the
now. We have three.
We got four.
Oh,
motherfucker!
You're including
son
me.
Of a cunt.
I didn't think you were including
and
me.
And then we also have Kansas City coming from William. You son.
I got
of
you. Man. So I have a question. You said that at the beginning, but then you said we don't even know what producer Mike has. So why the fuck were you counting me? Yeah, after I said it after you started.
No, I had to ask. Fucking Colonel, what you were even talking about? And he said,
everyone is rewinding. Everyone's rewinding this broadcast now to go, you know what? I think there's some fuckery going on there.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. So we'll talk about it now in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll talk about
we'll talk about it in 2 weeks.
What's better than the Super Bowl is NASCAR is next week. And that's even better than the Super Bowl. I can't wait for Daytona.
That's next weekend.
500.
Is that next
weekend? Bush,
Eddie, we got to get Eddie Weber to do the broadcast because last year was a fucking fiasco.
I just got a couple new Kyle Busch t-shirts the other day. I got one of his trucks. Oh yeah, I'm all set.
We're excited. Actually, we're really excited. Next Friday on Valentine's Day, the 14th, we announced this at the top of the show. I want to reiterate. Keep telling people about it because I'm excited. I've seen it. It is the Dicks. Thank you. Appreciate you doing that. Along with the Colonel's notes put together.
Yeah, I might make the show.
All of the highlights of the second half of the year from the summer to the end of the year.
Right.
And it's really kind of cool because you can see people change and who is on the show and who wasn't on the show. Because we have a lot of regulars and sometimes people, you know, understandably got shit going on in their life we don't hear from, you know.
Right. Well, the first 9 months.
I don't hear from him for a minute.
I was stuck on that shitty shift.
That's right. You had the overnight.
Yeah, and then they changed it in September, and then I was able to get back on the show again.
My boy.
And then
congratulations.
I'm on a new job now. I'm outside now all the time.
No, your tan is amazing. I was thinking about how delicious you look.
That's windburn, buddy. That's a 50-mile-an-hour windburn.
Oh, my God. You look like a man who is at the golf club all weekend.
It's hard work outside right now. Man, I'm right out in it. I'm right out in that minus 20. But I feel good, though. Yeah, I feel good.
We got some fucking hard-ass motherfuckers that hang out.
Yeah.
5-9 Keith out there whipping around in cold-ass weather.
Oh, yeah. Canada weather, and I'm right back outside. We're just starting a building, so it's right out in the wide open, and it's fucking windy and cold and sideways snow for a lot of it. But I'm fucking tough, buddy. I can handle it pretty good.
You're tough, 5-9 Keith. Love you having on the show, bud. You're the fucking greatest.
Thanks, buddy.
Producer Mike, I love this. This is great. Friday night, top of the hour, toasting with 5-9.
I love you guys.
We are toasting with 5-9. We did it. We had a nice little eclectic group. This is it.
Oh, I love that. Because I was going to get fucked up. And get ready for the Super Bowl. I'm gonna go dry rub because of what we talked about earlier. I don't like mouth fucking. You wait.
Hold up a second.
Steaks tomorrow too.
Do we have a last minute participant or
no? I just was going to say that you and I have some things that we're going to chat about at the end of the show here.
We're
so
gonna
don't
mean you have something to?
Yeah. Well, we've already talked about it.
Are you going to make me feel bad?
No. No, I'm not going to make you feel bad at all. Make you feel good, actually.
I thought we were doing good. I thought the show was really killing it.
It is killing it. I'm just saying, you and I are going to have, we are going to have a little,
guys.
You know how you and I.
It's a small party. I mean, can anybody else here weigh in? I mean, do you think we should just hang it up? Or
you did? No, you did it last week. You did it a little bit last week. I watched the show. I was fucking lazy. I just didn't come on. I apologize. But yeah, I watched the show. You guys chit chatted at the end. I watched really? To the end.
Yeah, we did.
Producer
so,
Mike, what is this? A new segment?
It's a new segment.
Because I'm
it's not
up.
New. It's
wow,
not
it's new.
New.
Oh,
it's
what are we?
New.
What are we supposed to do?
I'm gonna say shit, and you're gonna respond to it. This is not difficult stuff. Keith called in from Canada. Canada, Keith, have a great weekend, buddy. Enjoy the Super Bowl, bud.
Oh my God.
Let's get this moving along here. All right, Jeremy called in from the great state of Virginia. He's talking to somebody else right now. It looks like he's yelling at somebody else right now. But
I love you, brother. Fuck yeah.
Happy Super Bowl, Buckland. Go Eagles. Hey, we also had William call in, Steve. And William is going to be hooking us up with cash that we can buy a new camera with. William, have a great Super Bowl, bud.
Yeah, I'm also talking to one of my best friends about throwing a party maybe this summer or next summer and bringing you so you can come do your thing. Also, don't forget,
if you have any kind of antiquated stereo equipment that has a CD player.
I do, it's right here. Do you want me to send it to you?
All you need is a 1/8, maybe a 1/4 jack and a microphone and Steve can perform.
William on, you know, via what was that thing where it's like
landline?
These things. Hold on,
Colonel.
Like,
what do you guys use to communicate in the Civil War?
J Rock. Shout out to J Rock from
J Rock and Privates.
Rookie.
Hi, William. Enjoy your weekend, bud. Happy Super Bowl, bud.
Yeah, man.
Big game energy. I love it all weekend long.
With the Colonel.
Love the Colonel!
So here we go for the Colonel. Cake and bake. Toast and bake. Roast and toke.
What?
Colonel's
We're doing the beginning and the end.
You stupid.
Producer Michael, I feel like we did this.
We got
now we have to do the recap, and Colonel's going to give us the recap, Steve, and give us all of that.
All right, come on in.
Emotional damage.
Producer Mike, come on in and hang out with us.
Well, I thought I'd spotlight Colonel during his talk.
I know, but like I like it when you're here. It's all of us at the end of the show. Colonel, what did you think?
Goodness, I thought this show was absolutely great. And for my notes, go check out.
Colonel, can I ask you a question before you give you your notes?
Oh, absolutely.
Colonel, I never watch these shows after we do them because I just like to show up and like be, you know, present with you guys and then I go about my business.
See, I watch the show back because I'm trying to get as many minutes and hours for the show done so we can start monetizing the channel.
I just want to ask the Colonel if you could just shut up for a second, you fucking
You interrupter. Asked me to come in. I said I was
gonna
leave.
I was talking to the Colonel, you cocksucker. Anyway. Colonel, I was asking, did I start something with this fucking asshole that won't quit interrupting? Like, were we gonna have a show roundup or something like that?
Not.
Because he's acting like we have a conversation coming and I don't like it and I don't want to be a part of it. Like, I got shit to do.
Well, I mean, if he's your producer, his shit to do is the show. So for him to sit here and try to be on like it's on a time schedule, last time I checked, it's not the producer Mike podcast show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Steve Jessup show podcast.
Yeah. Also, I want to remind everybody that I'm going to be in Texas on March 8th, okay?
I'm going to try. I am actually going to email you about that one. I think I can try to make that one. I can try to make that one.
Thank you, Colonel, for coming out. I'm going to have this meeting. I guess we're having an on-air meeting or something like that. Great to see you on a Friday night.
Have a great Friday, bud. Happy Super Bowl, buddy.
Yeah. So, okay.
You know, this was such a happy topic I was going to be bringing up here, and it is still going to be a happy topic, but you gave me so much shit. I don't know why you would do that. I was just taking advantage of the fact that it was kind of a short show, and we've got some time at the end here to kind of talk about stuff. Listen. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Unbelievable. We've been teasing. It's teasing people at this point. Actually, I think we might get lawsuits at this point. Oh. But let's avoid that.
Okay.
We need to start making some concrete decisions about our Steve Nation 420 gala.
I agree.
Here in Las Vegas. Now, again, my plan was with every with every person that called in today,
we need a real producer to contact all of the hotels and get us a deal. And we need a package. We need the price. Producer Mike, we just want to know that we got to tell the people how much it's going to cost. Don't you think?
There is no packages.
We got to get a package. There is. We need to be able to say, hey, listen. I think if we do 420, and you put it in the comments, I mean, we're live right now. You can totally weigh in. I think if we do 420 in Vegas, which I think we should do, because we're going to get fucked up on all the legal drugs they have in Vegas, and I think we should do it together, but I think we need, like, I like a bottom line figure, like, listen, I'm going to go out to Vegas for $750, and that's going to get my rooms or all my things or $500 or whatever it is, $8,000, producer Mike. I think we just need a number, and then people go, yeah, I can do that, or no, I can't. And so how do we get to that? How do we get a fucking number? Am I right? Say in the comments if I'm right or wrong.
Well, like I said, today's episode was kind of light. We didn't have a whole lot of our regulars call in today.
Right.
Not a big deal.
Oh, like, I don't care.
Eddie's in the hospital. Wheelchair Rick's got all of his...
Hang on, Eddie. Son of a bitch.
Wheelchair Rick had all of his lower teeth removed.
Oh.
I think he mentioned that last week. He confirmed it today. That's why he's not here.
That's good.
I'd like to shout out to a good friend of the show. I'd like to shout out a good friend of the show, Carrie Scanlon from Connecticut.
Yeah.
He had 8 spinal injections today in his back. Yeah, so he's going through some shit.
That's good.
So we had, it was a light show. It was a light show on the listener side and a light show on the regular side. So, but my plan was is that for each, God damn it, for each regular that called in, I was going to bring up the Frontier Airline website and literally look to see how much shit cost for everybody.
Hey.
But
is there
we didn't
not
have
a
old...
travel agent that watches the show that can put together a package?
I don't have that demographic.
Do we have any travel agents watching?
They're not on the phone, Steve.
We need help.
It's just you and I. Oh, you're talking about the comments. All right.
I'm talking about anybody who's watching this show, even if it's after the fact. I mean, a lot of people don't watch us live. We're live on a Friday night. But a lot of people watch during the week when they're on the shitter and stuff like that. And I'm just saying, if you know travel and you want to put together the perfect Vegas two-day cheap getaway where we can get fucked up and high and do fun stuff together, Jessup Show podcast, producer Mike can't handle this assignment. We need help. Come on now. Somebody reach out. Producer Mike is a corporate scumbag. He knows how to say a lot of words that don't mean anything.
Oh. I got high.
Anyway, we do want to do that. That's 420. That's coming up. We do need to get the package together, and I agree. If we don't have it, today is February 7th. Next weekend is the 14th. I don't think if we don't get this together by the end of this month, we're not doing it, right?
That's correct. Okay. That's why I thought we would get a lot of shit done today. I wrote the email that I sent out to the regulars earlier.
Well, I mean,
this
is the end of the show, so anybody who's watching now who gives a shit will jump in and help.
A lot of people just
watch the show or listen to the show. Thank you to the listeners.
Yeah, big time.
Producer Mike, thanks for really showing up 3/4 throttle, like maybe a half throttle today.
You're welcome as always, sir. Have a happy Friday.
75-80% throttle if you could, you know.
All right. Well, have a happy Super Bowl, sir, and enjoy your time off, and I'll see you on the 21st.
I will be watching live on my Steve Jessup YouTube channel and commenting live on February 14th show where we watch the Colonel's clip. I can't wait to see that. That's my Valentine's Day.
All right. I'll do the same thing then.
That's my game plan. On next Friday, I'm not going to take necessarily the weekend off. I'll be fucked up and drinking just like we normally do. But I'm going to be watching because I can't wait to see what you guys put together. I haven't seen it. I know the Dicks have seen it. They love it. I did see a little bit of it. You're right. I did say that.
You definitely saw the beginning of it. Yeah.
I didn't see the whole thing. You said that there was something you added at the end. December. I didn't see December because I saw it a week ago. Right. Hell yeah. Watch it next Friday, the best of summer to the end of the year 20. The Colonel's picks. Good to see you, wheelchair Mike.
You got it, Steve. Enjoy the Super Bowl, bud.
I mean, maybe he'll quit. I don't know. It's been a long, long week of working. Tied my fingers free. Morning on Friday. Nobody. I know what I need. Nobody commented on my turquoise ring. These whiskey and women. I'm upset. And a little weed. Look how big that is. Look at how rich my... Hang on. I wanted to get it on my fuck you finger, but I didn't. Hang on, here we go. It's a little tight. Fuck you and turquoise, bitch. Just because. Yeah. And run I mean, it is what it is. I got lady hands. I'm upset by it too. Listen, I get a lot. Look at how long these fingers are. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at. Look at this in comparison to my head. See what I'm saying? See what I'm getting done, bitches? Oh, yeah. Motherfuckers got some goddamn length on that bitch. All right, we'll see you back next time.